Shabbat Shalom. Well, that wasn't bad. All right, we can work with that. We're going to start with a pop quiz, though. Who can tell me what Na'aseh V'Nishma means? We will do and we will listen. Great. I heard from a bunch of people that it's supposed to be our shining moment as a Jewish people. These are the people who whine at every moment. These are people freed from 400 years of slavery who every parsha say to God, maybe we should go be slaves in Egypt again. That was better. But we get one moment at Sinai where we say we will do and we will listen, which is supposed to mean that we don't know what we're supposed to do, but we trust in you so much, God, that we're going to follow blindly and slowly we'll begin to understand. I'm going to burst your bubble a little bit. If this was our response the moment we got to Sinai, then that would be a way to read these words, Na'aseh V'Nishma, but it's actually the third time we agree to the covenant. In fact, before we get to Na'aseh V'Nishma, God explains quite a lot. At least all of the last two parshiot are entire lists of laws. We, not just the Ten Commandments, but today was rule after rule after rule after rule. And only then do we say, Na'aseh V'Nishma. We will do and we will listen. And what's more, I think that our Torah is trying to teach us something really important about faith. We have this phrase, a leap of faith, or blind faith. That somehow, the way belief works is that we suspend all ration and we embrace the non-rational belief and faith. But that's not really how it works. We don't suddenly start believing in something we've never heard of or learned about before. It actually works in tandem. These things work together. We start to learn about something. We make it to our own Mount Sinai. We learn about something. We learn a little more. We learn a little more. And then at some point, then we say, Na'aseh V'Nishma. At some point, the leap of faith comes to say, I've learned enough to think that the teacher or the system or the thing that I'm learning about is something I can trust. Na'aseh V'Nishma is not blind faith, it's a statement of commitment. When I went through some training as a counselor as part of rabbinical school, and one of the things they talk about, if you're in a relationship with someone, and you want to work on it, one of the things that you can try, one of the tools, is called, you take a period of time and you say, this is our no exit time. So for 6 months, we're not going to break up with each other. We're going to take that option off of the table, and we're going to work on what we have together. Or a year, or whatever, a month, some amount of time. Na'aseh V'Nishma is our no exit policy with God. We say, you have taught me enough that I trust you, I'm in, let's make this work, whatever the details are. And then, after that, the reward is two fascinating things. After we say Na'aseh V'Nishma, the leaders of Israel go up Mount Sinai and they have a divine vision. A very detailed divine vision, there's no content to it, we just experience God. And the detail is amazing. We imagine God in a beautiful throne covered with this stone called lapis lazuli. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, by the way. All right, you're all nodding. I'm taking it as okay. And the vision is so stunning. And then what I think is perhaps one of the most bizarre moments in the Torah happens. The leaders of Israel, after the commitment was made to be with God, they go up. They have a beautiful divine vision. Does anyone want to take a guess at what happens next? If you already know, don't say it. What happens? Beautiful divine vision. You're a leader of Israel. What do you do next? I hear some mutterings. I mean, some of them maybe are, we go tell other people about it. Maybe we write it down. Maybe we share it. Do you know what they do? It's possibly the most Jewish response to anything in history. They have dinner. They sit down to a meal with the whole people of Israel, sit down and have a gorgeous meal together because it is the most important part of the leap of faith. We We've established a plan now. You have to learn about, I'm going to focus on Judaism, but you can believe in other things, but right now we're going to focus on Judaism. You have to learn about Judaism. You have to commit yourself to Judaism. Then, if you do those, you stand a chance at those magical moments, those divinely inspired moments. And then, most importantly, you have to have dinner. And I don't just mean dinner. You have to participate in the actual, real world. Otherwise, all we're doing when we come together is gazing at our navels. If you don't take this new commitment, this newfound belief in God, and have it affect your everyday life, then it didn't really happen. So our challenge is to realize that this story of faith, this learning, this commitment, these experiences, and then participating in everyday life is constantly happening in a cycle, and we're moving back and forth along it, and the challenge is to make sure we always nudge ourselves a little bit farther along. Shabbat Shalom.